You're listening to SBS News.
The return of budget estimates hearings and a coalition deal on a net zero by 2050 target have prompted some close questioning from the opposition. But National Senate leader Bridget McKenzie resorted to a film metaphor as she refused to reveal the engagement in the cabinet room, leaving Labor Senator Murray Watt bemused.
That is a matter for cabinet, and rule of Fight Club is not to talk about Fight Club.
Your government certainly is a fight club, there's no doubt about that.
What is now public is that after decades of division, the climate contest appears to be settled within the Nationals. But Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is refusing to say whether he personally supports the target.
We believe that there's a discussion. If people wish to more widely ventilate that discussion, then that is their prerogative and that is their right. But as far as the process goes, the process was followed. The outcome of the process was agreement of a 2050 zero emissions goal. I 100% support the decision that was of the party room.
Leaks from yesterday's Nationals party room meeting suggest Mr. Joyce expressed his opposition to the policy, but publicly the Nationals leader is towing the party line.
We are dwelling in the intrigue and the grandiosity of someone who believes they're above the party process. I've said to you quite clearly, unambiguously, I'm 100% on board with the goal to achieve net zero by 2050 because that was the decision of the Nationals party room.
The dollar value of the deal remains unknown, but already a price has been extracted from another cabinet seat created for the Nationals. Resources Minister Keith Pitt has been elevated once more. Greens leader Adam Bandt says it's all politics at the expense of policy.
This is a terrible deal for the climate. After a fake standoff, it's a fraudulent deal that will make the climate crisis worse. It's based on 2030 targets that will cook our kids, and it involves putting more coal and gas into the system.
Federal Cabinet will deliberate to make the final call about the policy and whether the Nationals' requests will be met. All of this is happening before the voters get to see any of the latest details of the government's policy to get to net zero. Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese used question time to demand details from Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
Now that the Prime Minister supports Labor's policy of net zero emissions by 2050, will he also support Labor's policy to legislate net zero emissions by 2050?
The Prime Minister has the call.
Mr. Speaker, the Coalition does not support Labor's policy because the Labor Party have a target with no plan, Mr. Speaker. Soon enough, don't worry. Soon enough, don't worry. The Australian people will know our plan, Mr. Speaker, but they won't know the Labor Party.
Members on my left.
Mr. Morrison travels to Glasgow for the United Nations Climate Summit later this week. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.